one question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Have you ever fought a bear?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Were you in an exorcism?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We've got one.
Okay, we've asked a question. I regret already. And we brought this up because actor from Breaking Bad, if you know the show, Gus Fring, the actor Giancarlo Esposito has come out and said that before he got the role in Breaking Bad, things were so bad and tough for his family that he had contacted a hitman to take him out so his family could get the insurance. I think of that as Hollywood. Mm. Okay, California. Like that maybe, you know, because I've watched, you know, a lot of Quentin Tarantino movies. I know they've got hitmen around there, but
easy gig for the hitman,
though.
We
then said, there'd be no hitmen in Melbourne. And then we've opened the phone lines. The meltdown is insane. And the number of people who have called through. Also, we are giving $1,000 to every caller on the show today. So I'm now worried that if we actually have a hitman that we're about to speak to, we're then paying them $1,000, which in court to the senior constable when he's interviewing us does not look good.
Only one of us get killed today.
No, but somebody else does and they'll go. Anyway, let's forget all of that because
we got one!
We've already said we've got hundreds, but we'll start with Matt in Pakenham. Hi, Matt.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good,
we're great.
Right.
Maddie, what is happening in Pakenham? We're there on Friday.
Well, I actually am not a hitman, unfortunately, so sorry I can't juice it up too much for you.
Unfortunately. We're rapt to hear that, yeah. Matt.
But FIFA feel it a bit more because I was dating a girl. I'm 38 now, but when I was 21, I was dating a girl from your trap. So she went to Tintern and she was in Wonga Park.
That's where I lived.
Is it?
And the school I went to.
Well, so this puts a whole new spin on mother-in-laws for blokes out there. But so she come from a good wealthy family, good to do, you know, private school, and I was from the other end of the track.
Was her name Pearl?
And No, it wasn't Pearl.
Unless you're Matt Stone.
Wasn't, unfortunately, no. But this lady was a real twisted unit. So she'd done everything to try and stop us being together, right? She'd pretended to have cancer. She hired a private investigator on me and all sorts of things to try and stop me being with her daughter.
Yeah.
And she lived at home, and one day she had an argument with her mother, and in that argument she turned around and said, "Why don't you tell Matt how you tried to get a hitman to take him out?" And
what?
I was just like, "What?" So she had a family friend who worked in the Vic Market, of all places, in the fruit market there.
Get your bananas.
Yeah.
Butter
and she had considered getting a hitman to take me out so that I couldn't be with her daughter.
You know, wow, how, Matt?
You dodged a bullet.
Yeah, it's pretty daunting when you think about it.
So what stopped it from happening? Because obviously she'd thought about it and then you were still with her daughter.
Yeah, well, it's funny enough. We went on to be together for 10 years, have two kids. So it was kind of lucky, I guess.
But
it could have gone a different way. But I don't know. I think she just realised that after that blew up, that her daughter wasn't going to stop seeing me. She moved out at that point and we moved in together. But
so like Christmases, you've got kids and you're there. Like you're sitting there eating your turkey across the road, across the table from your mother-in-law.
Yeah,
did you mention it again?
No, I never brought it up again, but we did have a funny relationship. But yeah, it was weird. In the end, she loved me. She thought I was the bee's knees. But early stages.
That's a recovery, Matt. What a recovery. Oh,
yeah. Some turnaround there.
That's unbelievable.
I was lucky. But it's daunting now. You think about it. I'm like, you have no idea. You could be dating someone and their parent doesn't like you. And next thing you know, one day you just...
Brown
you,
bread.
You popped. Like,
see
you later, mate.
Matt.
Hey, there's $1,000.
Yeah, Matt, if it makes you feel better, $1,000.
Wow.
Awesome, guys. Thanks.
See you Friday.
Yeah, we'll be down in Pakenham on Friday. We'll come and see you there. I nearly said Packy, but I get nervous saying that again.
Yeah, well,
no worries.
You do say Packy. Everyone says Packy.
I say that, but
who
then when we had Dill Rookin, our good friend of the show, he did highlight it was an interesting term, but I thought it was okay.
He thought you were talking to him.
Hey, we're going to be at the Cardinia Cultural Centre, Pakenham, 6 a.m. Friday.
Get down there.
Thank you, Matt. Oh, now we have someone who wants to remain anonymous on a voice disguiser, which is very understandable. Hello, Anonymous.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good, Anonymous. Are you a hitman? I'm quite nervous to ask that question. Do you know one?
No, so I'm not a hitman, but I was with an ex-partner for a number of years, and it was always a bit of a rocky sort of relationship. And then towards the end, I found out through like a friend of a friend that she was actually in discussion with and in the process of hiring someone to knock me off.
No.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So it was a bit rough. It was a bit sort of scary on my part with it all, just with where it was at.
So how did it resolve itself? Like, obviously, so you got wind of it, but how did you make it go away? Or
yeah, so I got wind of it. I obviously went to the police and I removed myself from everywhere that I was known to be around, if that makes sense. And I just completely removed myself for about a month and a half while everything was sort of going on. Didn't speak to any family, friends, no one. I was just completely isolated.
Anonymous, how did it get to that point, though, that she's hiring a hitman? Like, what was going on?
Well, it was always, as I said, it was always a bit of a rocky sort of relationship. But I think to get to that point, I just pretty much decided that I didn't want to be with her anymore. And I think that was honestly just her way of trying to cope with it all.
Some people don't take that well. You've met one of those, can you say this, unstable people? Like, let's be honest. Yes. You never know. Until you break up with them, you're not sure what kind of person they are.
Have you seen her since?
No, I haven't seen her. Don't know where she is. Nothing. I've just completely removed myself from everything. And
are you still nervous? Yeah. Do you still get nervous every now and then? Sure. Like every time you turn the car on, do you go,
well, it's not the start of Casino.
Way too many movies.
Yeah, I know. It's not De Niro.
She's going to blow up.
No, I don't know anyone from pretty much that life anymore, just because I wasn't sure what was going on, so I just completely removed myself from absolutely everything.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for sharing that, Anonymous. You got yourself $1,000, every caller on the show, $1,000, so $1,000 for you.
Everyone's going to be so nervous starting their car today after that.
It's true. Now we have another Anonymous. It's our second Anonymous caller on A Voice Disguiser. Hello, Anonymous 2.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Nerve-wracking.
Oh, I know. Well, you know what? Honestly, only share it if you're comfortable sharing it. Is it a story about a hitman? Are you a hit person?
No, it's not me, but my mom did hire a hitman.
What?
For my dad. He was a really horrible person when I was younger. And I came to know this only after I was married. So, yeah.
Whoa. So when you say your mum hired a hitman to take out your dad, what happened? What did it, look, did he, she go through with it?
It went through. I don't want to go to the details. He's just a really, really horrible man. And I guess back then my mom thought the only way to get out of this situation was through that. So, yeah, and I didn't know about it. I was 16 back then, and I only came to find out after I was, married a couple of years ago, and I was talking to her about some issues in my marriage.
Oh, no.
And then it came out, yeah.
So your mum kept you sheltered from what was going on, so you guys didn't know, but then she hired a hitman and got your dad killed.
Yes. I mean, look, my mom has passed now, but so yeah.
And obviously, I mean, I completely understand you don't want to go into details or obviously be recognised, and it's very easy to Google news stories, but was it something that played out? Was she arrested, and did it come out that she'd done that, or was that a family secret?
It was a family secret.
Oh, wow. That is a lot for you to carry.
Did it happen here in Australia?
I don't want to.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot. Yeah. Do you talk to people about this, or is this something you're sharing? Obviously, you're anonymous, and no one knows who you are when you're speaking to us. But do you get counselling? Do you talk about this?
Actually, this is probably the second time I've spoken about it.
Oh wow! Well, that is so brave. And. And I have to be honest, did not expect this.
No.
We didn't expect it to go down this path, and we're very appreciative of your call. Thank you, Anonymous.
$1,000.
$1,000.
You get $1,000. Every caller on the show today gets $1,000. But just second to that, I would say, and, maybe reach out to somebody. I just feel I need to be responsible here and say that's a lot for you to carry. That's a big burden And I would suggest maybe getting some counselling or talking to somebody about it. Really brave of you to talk to us about it, though. Thank you for calling.
No worries. Thank you, guys.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Oh,
our producers will talk to her and connect her with someone.
Yeah, can you make sure she's okay?
Cause absolutely. We have a service we can connect her with.
I feel bad I couldn't even say her name, but obviously I wanted to stay anonymous. That is it. That imagine living with that burden.
I wonder how much it cost. I wanted to ask that, but I thought it might have been a bit insensitive.
I think it would have been.
Maybe off air. Can you guys ask how much it was?
Don't, please.
Maybe.
Save your brutal questions for Caitlyn Jenner coming up. I know you've got a few that you...
I wonder if she's ever done it.
We can ask after 8 o'clock this morning.
You don't need to ask that. No. Please don't.